Damien, his explanation, he says, Giannina, I do love you. Mm-hmm. I've been consistent on that all the way through this, but you have not. Mm. I think he could have said that in a nicer packaged way.
Honestly.
Yeah. It was very much like, you're the fault for this. You're the reason I'm not. It was very like you, which is like you're kicking a dog while it's down.
Right. Or like, I love you and you don't. Like, that's not... She's done a lot up until this point. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. His explanation, he could have definitely delivered this in person, the two of them, but up there in front of all the family and friends, he needed to package it a totally different way. And he's like, he goes on, he's like, I can't handle the ups and downs of loving you one day and then you saying you want to be friends the next. Like, it would be selfish of me to marry you today, knowing as much as you tell me that you're ready, I see that you're not. Obviously that's very devastating to hear.
Very.
Particularly when you assumed he was also going to say no. Mm-hmm. And Gigi, she's just kind of standing there, and eventually she just like storms out down the aisle. Yeah. Damien is following her, trailing behind her, and she's literally running away from him.
Sprinting. The cameraman is running.
Yep, he's huffing and puffing, trying to keep that shot. His producer's in his ear, like, you better not lose her.
Yep.
And she literally runs out of the venue hall. She's down the block. She's running, literally a runaway bride. You see her veil and her, the white the trail is just blowing in the wind. She slips and falls down a hill, falls smack into some mud, just a mess.
Yeah. I don't know what I would do if I saw this. Like, if you were just driving down fucking Fifth Avenue and just saw some lady sprinting away from Central Park. Like,
you literally saw a runaway bride. I would whip out my Instagram story so
immediately.
Fast.
Immediately.
Oh, my God. That is a sight to be seen. That is a sight. She's running in the wind. Her mom is running in her heels too, like trailing behind her. trying to keep up.
You know what it reminded me of? Remember when Nene was running after Kim after Sheree pulled her wig?
Oh, God.
That very specific moment. It's on YouTube. Everyone
same
look it up.
Run.
It's that same, like, Kim, wait.
Okay.
Kim, don't
moving
go.
At -5 miles per hour. So slow, you're going backwards. Like,
oh, like, God. Off the shoulder, Joyce Leslie, Rayon, like, moment.
Oh, God. Yo, they were so... Nene, her level of money now.
Yes.
Versus how they used to dress back then. Yep. Kim's wigs back then.
Kim's
Yo.
Synthetic wigs.
Synthetic, plastic, flammable wigs. God damn. They have so upgraded.
That was shifted by Sheree.
That was literally moved. Yes. No lace front glue. No,
no
none of that.
Nothing.
Like, that shit was just plopped on and off. Jesus. Back to Giannina.
Sorry, yes.
So she is running. She's, you know, she's in some, like, parking lot. Her mom comes and catches her, and they're just, like, together bawling. And her mom's like, you should have said no. You should have said no first. Like, you guys, like, sucks that she went first and said yes. And then... had to get turned down.
Yeah.
Now Damien, he's back in the venue. His friends come out and are like,
So you read that haiku lesson now.
What's going on? And he said, he's like, I wanted to say yes, but she was all in today, but today is just one day. Like, I've been feeling very unsure, you know, up until, you know, this moment. And so I wasn't sure if I was even going to say yes today. But everything she says and does just shows me that she's not ready for marriage. Mm. Which, fuck Damien, but I get what he's saying.
Fuck him, yo. He could have told her. He could have hinted at this.
He could have told her,
though. He planned
that
whole ass Valentine's Day date for her. And did this whole shebang.
Thing.
It was like, oh my God, I love you so much. I can't wait for you to be my wife. Ba-da-da-da. And now you're going to say no to her face? And then tell her family and friends that she don't love you neither, which is not true.
That's not good.
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.